Amen. Thank you, Lord. We have a lot of thanks for you. I'm telling you. Thank you for our salvation. That's the most important thing. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us into the kingdom and put us on that road, Lord. And I praise you for all of my brothers and sisters also. And Lord, we're going to do some singing and some dancing tonight for you, Lord. We're going to play some praise, worship, send it up to you, Father. It's going to be dedicated to you because we thank you for bringing us into the kingdom and putting us on that road of holiness and dying to self and the world. And I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, that overcoming power. And I praise you, Father, for all that's going to be accomplished in each and every one that comes in tonight, those that are going to listen. In the name of Jesus. Help us with our walk, Lord. Thank you for an open heaven, that when we pray, we know that our prayers are answered, every one of them. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for your power that goes through each and every one of us, that when we pray, we know that our prayers are answered because we trust you and your promises that you've given us, Father. We know that it's not anything that we can do other than just believe and trust you, that you're going to back us up with our prayers. We thank you for it, Father. You're an awesome God, a great God, the God of all creation, the great I am. And I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do tonight. Lord, I just dedicate this whole time tonight for you, Lord. Let these songs and these things go up to you, Father, and be a sweet smell in your abode up there, Lord. Let the angels sing with us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Has anybody got any prayer requests tonight? Amen. Sounded just like her, huh? All right. I saw Tiffany sent me a link to her Facebook, and she was talking about last Thanksgiving. Her and Ryan and Hayes just had a wonderful time together, and how that they would just walk to dance through the house, you know, and do things. Her and Ryan and Hayes, and just how just 1 year later, you know, how things can change. And it was sad, but it was also showed you the love they had for each other and their family, you know. It was good, but it was sad. So, Lord, I lift up Tiffany to you, Father. I ask that you strengthen her. Draw her closer to you, Father. She doesn't need anything but you, Lord. And she knows that. And she understands that. I know she loves you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bring her into the truth, the full truth. She used to be filled with the Spirit and speaking in tongues, Lord. And I've told her she needs to practice it more and more and more to give her faith and to build up her spirit, man. And Lord, I believe she's going to do it. And I ask that you place it in her heart to do it too, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, anybody else? Well, okay, I guess we'll go right on into singing, huh? Yeah, Missy. Okay, that'd be great.
I don't have a prayer request, but earlier, just as, you know, when I was, you know, kind of getting ready, it was probably about a half an hour before, 7:30. Just the thought, you know, thinking about the worship time and everything, and then just the Lord just put into me to get a word, a random word to share with everybody. He gave me a good one. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound like you're sitting back in the corner.
I'd be good. This is what he gave me. And I'll read the verse that he gave me, but then I'll go through and read the context. He gave me Joel 2:23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former rain in just measure. That's where I landed. He gives you the former rain in just measure. And he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. I'm going to read 21 to 27. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord hath done great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bears its fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he gives you the former rain in just measure and causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. And I will restore you the years that the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never be put to shame. Praise you. I thought, wow, you know, talking about rejoicing and praising, and that's what we're going to do tonight. So, and I believe we're close. I believe we're really close. So we just say, come, Lord Jesus, come in your man child, pour out your spirit, pour out your former and the latter rain as in the first month, Lord. And may all our hearts be full of joy, Lord, in worshiping you tonight, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name. And give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And we rejoice, we triumph, Lord, in the victory because it's already won. And we just praise you and we thank you. I just proclaim that this worship night is to add on to the praising that our enemies are defeated and the warfare that we've been doing, Lord, and just praising you. And the praisers went out before the army, Lord, and you sent confusion into the camp, and they fought each other, Lord, our enemies, and we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. It's already been done. You did it. You did it all for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Lord. You sure did. Thank you, Father. We had a wonderful time today at the, we all came together and had a dinner tonight, and a lot of turkey and ham and dressing and gravy and all the good stuff. Man, it was delicious, fine, I'm telling you. We had a wonderful time. It's going to take me about 3 months to get rid of what I've stacked on today. Oh man, I stuffed myself. But anyway, we had a great time together. Oh, Matt and Sue made it back too, so that's good. All right. Anybody else? Here comes Claire. Hey, by the way, Breon, the one that y'all, that I don't know whether it was you or Claire, sent a song in for the kids, but one of them, it wouldn't let me save it. And I had to go get another one. It wasn't the exact same one. So anyway, it's just going to be a little bit different, I think. I don't remember which one it was, but one of them. Okay. Go ahead, Claire. I know you got something you want to share.
What would that be, Michael?
Well, I don't know. I'm just your lovely husband said something about you may have something to share.
Oh, right. So, well, hello, everyone. I know that, like, so I'm going to share this because I think it's important for the body. And I think the Lord revealed something to me last night. I have been struggling with sleeping, and I honestly feel like the past couple of months it feels like I'm in a washing machine. Like I just don't get any rest. My body just flip flops from one side to the next. And I wake up so tired. I can't sleep. And this is not what the Lord has ordained for me. And I don't accept it because I'm not under the curse. So, but you know, when you're so tired, you just kind of want to do whatever you can to just continue sleeping. And sometimes I'm awake and I'll rebuke it. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm just need to find a comfy spot. And I forget that I need to wage war. Anyway, after a particularly bad night, the whole day yesterday, I was just praising the Lord and remembering every single trial that he's taken me through. And there've been many, as I'm sure all of you have. And last night when Rian got home, I said to him, we have to wage war against this thing. Cause I think it's a demon. I think it's a washing machine demon. I think it's some kind of weird spirit. And so we went to war and praise the Lord. He is so good and gracious to me. He gave me a vision of what it was. And I think this is going to really be quite interesting for some of you. So just as a pretext, like I don't really drink anything with caffeine, right? Like I'm not a caffeine drinker. I don't drink coffee. I like decaf. Just because I'm not legalistic, but I just feel like I get my energy from the Lord. And in the past, caffeine didn't really do me any favors, but I know that when I don't have an option and I drink it, I am fine. Like I have dominion over caffeine, right? In Christ. So this is not from a legalistic point. This is just something that happens supernaturally. So while we're praying, I get this vision of a red bull, not a word of a lie. A red bull, and he is snorting and he's up on his hind legs and he's like kicking at the ground. So in the vision, the Lord, like I hear him say, put up your shield. So Riyad and I held his hand and we started praying in tongues together. And then he said, put your helmet down. So I started praying things that are about my salvation and what I know to be true about my salvation. And all of this agrees with the word of Christ. And anyway, sorry, my kids are just putting down my lunch. They're so sweet. So anyway, so the Lord showed me that. And then we waged war and this thing just disappeared. It just left. And then I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random. And I got Psalm 47 verse 3, which if I get it up here now, I can read out. I think it was Psalm 47. Was it? Or was it 97? Yeah, 97. And my finger was on righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and he burneth up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. So I just feel like that was a really good confirmation that he is truly above all things and that it is so spiritual. It is like everything is a spiritual war. Whether you drink caffeine or not is not the problem. That's not what I'm trying to say, because I obviously don't drink it. I'm saying the spirit of sleeplessness is literally a red bull. So that was just really impressive for me. And I tried to find some stuff on David's website about it. And I got lots of word about the bulls of, I don't know if you say Bashan. But not much else. I just saw one testimony of somebody who was delivered from a caffeine addiction, but I don't think that, you know, I don't think that accounts for me. I just think there was obviously some kind of curse or some kind of spirit. And anyway, I don't want to ramble too much, but I hope it helps anybody who's wrestling with a sleeplessness spirit and an unrestful spirit. And I stand in faith with all my brothers and sisters to cast out that red bull in Jesus' name.
I believe that's the first time I've heard of a washing machine demon. That's awesome. Greg says that's mentioned in the Book of Condominiums. I don't doubt it. There's a lot of them in that book. That's the first and second condominiums. Which one are you talking about, Greg? Okay. Second. All right. Okay. Well, you want to pray against it?
I can pray. I mean, I know it's gone now for me, but I'll pray for my brothers and sisters who are maybe listening. Or to tell you the truth, I had the most restful sleep last night. I woke up. So naturally, when I'm not being oppressed by these things, I'm a early riser, very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like, I like to get the day going, but I haven't been like that for the longest time because of this thing. And this morning, I woke up at such an early time, actually, like compared to what I have been waking up, and I've been really energetic and on the go all day, and it's been wonderful. So the Lord has delivered me, and yeah, so I'm just going to pray for everyone, if that's okay. Absolutely. Father, you are so gracious, and you are so merciful, and you are so patient with us, Lord, and you give us everything that we need, and you give us these trials to refine us and to bring us into your presence more and more. I praise you, Lord. I love you, and I'm so grateful for everything you do for us. Father, today I'd like to intercede for my brothers and sisters who are maybe battling with sleeplessness and restlessness at night, those people who toss and turn and can't get any rest, but they know that their conscience doesn't betray them. They know they've got clean hearts towards you, and they don't know why this is. And Father, I come against this Red Bull spirit. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I say, you get your hands off God's elect. You've got no place to stand. You can snort and you can pour at the ground as much as you want, but you can do that elsewhere, not around my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, I proclaim beautiful sleep for my brothers and sisters. I proclaim a sweetness to the sleep. I proclaim restlessness to leave and for peace to abound for all my brothers and sisters who are struggling with sleep. And Father, I just speak these words back to you because they are the perfect words. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lighted the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Let them be put to shame that serve graven images, that boast themselves in idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, O Lord, art most high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. O ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to his holy memorial name. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that bull demon is gone. And that washing machine demon is gone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Claire. All right, anybody else? Y'all ready for some praise and worship? All right, May 3. Let's see what I got lined up here. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. just to know you haven't lied to at some point or place. Well, I can relate. And you're wondering if it's worth it. Heartbroken, feeling worthless, so the hurt is too great. Like a punch in the face. But don't forget, we got something else in common. Bigger than all our pain and all our problems. This goes out to anyone that would care. It's not over, don't give up. Don't go in the town. Just remember who you belong to. Let me remind you how this gets. We will. Oh, we will. We get pushed down, we get beat up, so afraid life's gonna keep us up against the ropes. But hang on, there's hope. Cause if Christ is inside us, it won't be a fair fight. Cause deep down we know. He's not done with us. We are more than conquerors. Ain't no stopping us. He's not done with us. We are more.
Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ech Hamkana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
Has come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And now, O King Eternal, we lift our battle song. Lead on, O King Eternal, till sin's fierce war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clashing, nor roll of stirring drums, but deeds of love and mercy see the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where thy face appears. Thy cross is lifted o'er us, we journey in his light. The crown awaits our conquest, lead on, O God of mine.
Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear of want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to round each habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion city I through grace a member am, let the world
trust in horses, some may trust in chariots. Oh, but I'm gonna trust in the name of the Lord. Some trust in their riches, some may trust in all they own. Oh, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. There is water working power, Holy Spirit power, great redeeming power, power in the name, resurrection power, bondage breaking power, power in the name of Jesus. Some trust in their wisdom, some they say it's foolishness. Oh, but I will trust.
Yes, we bring all up, 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 up. Hi everyone, hope you enjoyed the video. You know, I heard a quote once that said, this Christmas, instead of asking what you will get, ask what you will give. And you know, there's no better example of that, of the person who gave his whole life, Jesus Christ. And if you get a chance, check out this video. It explains that beautifully. You know, this Christmas, I've been thinking about that. What will I give this Christmas as opposed to what I will get? And so I want to kind of send out a little invitation to you guys. Go out there and find people to give. People that maybe you might not have given before. People who might not expect it. People whom you might think don't deserve it. It's such an awesome feeling. And let's go out and be awesome this Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas and a smashing new year. Thank you.
That's all I had. Y'all got some more?
Michael, I sent you a couple. Check your text. Yeah, check your text, please.
Was it as a text or an email?
Text. Do you want me to resend it or?
No. Hang on. Let me look here.
Yeah, Michael, I texted you one too.
Okay.
At 3:52 my time, it would be 6:52 your time.
All right, hang on. I see yours, Julie. I thought I had it, didn't I? Who sings it? Worthy one. Who sings it? Julie.
Worthy one is Sovereign Grace. That's the one you played, right?
Yeah, I thought I did.
Oh, okay. There is another one. Okay, that's not the one. I sent you two other links, Michael.
In a text?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't get
it. Let me email them to you so you can just click on the link, okay? I'll make it easy on you.
Yeah. All right. Joe sent me one. Let me see what I got for Joe here.
Good and awesome choice. We want to praise you in our strength and in our weakness.
When the rain falls and it some days will, then the pavement under my feet sparkles silver and gold in reflected light. that I otherwise wouldn't have seen. And when the storm comes and the strong wind blows, I will bow my head to push through. And every step that I take, I will watch and pray and be sure my foothold is true. Jesus, don't you keep me from that storm. I want to walk that sacred ground, for you are master of it all, and I am but a lost and found. And in the dry place, in the wilderness, when your word seems so far away, oh, I will think of my life and I will bless your name, for your promises never have failed. And when the night falls at the end of day, I will lift my eyes to the heavens, and we will shine like the stars for eternal days, in your presence forever and ever. So Jesus, don't you keep me from that storm. I wanna walk that sacred ground, for you are master of it all, and I am but a Jesus, don't you keep me from that storm. I wanna walk that sacred ground, for you are master of it all, and I am but a lost and found. Lost and found, Lord. I am but a lost and found. But can there be a sweeter sound than singing with the lost and found? Lost and found, lost and found. I am but a lost and found. But can there be a sweeter sound and singing with the lost and found? So Jesus, don't you keep me from that storm. I want to walk that sacred ground, for you are master of it all, and I am temptation. That's
praise. If you're standing in the fire and the devil thinks he's won, oh, just lift your voice and remind that you're a blood-bought child of God. Yes. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Glory, hallelujah, every breath is praise.
Come on back from the wilderness in roaming. Come on back from the wilderness, so weary from your test.
Come on back from the wilderness in roaming. Come on back from the wilderness and lean upon his chest. Come on back from the wilderness, the wilderness and roaming.
You're good in all situations, Lord. We want to praise you in our strengths and in our weaknesses. Let your name be honored in all the earth. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea,
from the heights of the heaven,
your name be praised. From the hearts of the weak,
from the shouts of the strong,
from the lips of all people, this song we raise, Lord, throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, most high, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation. Us out of darkness, oh God. You've given us a new song. Your song for the broken hearts of God. We sing it to them, Lord.
I went to the enemy's camp, and I You're the Lord wrong in me and make it right. Day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the
baby boy would one day walk on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know?
Oh, I bet she did. I bet she did. Well, what about it? I don't know why that does that. When I punch on the chat, it goes full screen on me.
Well, I enjoyed that. Anybody else?
Did y'all see the enemy's camp? They're in that song right there. We move the chairs back, and some of the girls get out there and dance. It's every now and then the men will. Very rarely, but they will. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Right, Matt. Go ahead. Got your hand raised.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my testimony.
All right.
I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and they cleared me for work, no restrictions.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'll go back to work on Monday.
And everybody said, amen. Anna said, get him back to work. No, I bet she's happy he was around. Well, thank you, Lord, for this quick healing on Matt. In Jesus' name. Hey, Missy. What's up, girl? Go ahead.
I wanted to give a praise report on two things. Oh, probably, I don't know how long it was. A couple months back, at least, I noticed that my right hand was the joints in these joints here in my fingers and these joints here in my right hand were like swollen, not here, not in my knuckles here, but they were like swollen. My hands were puffy for the longest time. My hand was, and I just, you know, kept rebuking it and claiming that it was healed. And at one point I felt to take this ring off that I have on right now. And it was really hard to get off. But I got it off. And so I had it off for like a couple months now. I noticed like a couple weeks ago, you know, I hadn't really been paying no mind. And I thought, boy, they look really, they look good. So I could put my ring back on. So I was like, thank you, Lord. And then I've had this bump right here in this right here at this joint in my finger here. And I hadn't really been paying any mind to it, just had it prayed for and just commanded it to go. It didn't really hurt or anything. And I've felt it earlier and it's a lot smaller. It's getting close to being gone. It's getting smaller and it's gone in Jesus' name. But I just felt to share those two things. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Marilyn, I got all three of yours, didn't I? All three of your song. Yeah, I think I did. I'll put them up there. All right. Anybody else? Amen. Okay. Well, I guess we're about ready to go. Close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Lord, we praise you, Father, for the victory over the enemies. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to save all you can save out of them. And the rest, get rid of them, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing down the deep state. All these restrictions are trying to, these communists that are trying to take over the world. Thank you that your people are rising up all over the world. Lord, put some backbone in some folks to get up there and declare what the Constitution says in this country, because they're going completely against it. Give these attorney generals some backbone to go out there and declare, and these sheriffs to declare the law, but to uphold the law of the land. And we thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, you're taking care of the faction against this fellowship here. We know that you're working in them, Lord. We thank you for it, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask and we pray for good night's sleep for everybody. As Claire prayed earlier, we believe it. We're going to stand on it. And we're all going to utilize it. And Lord, we thank you that everybody is protected by your Psalms 91. We don't have to worry about the COVID, the vax, or any of that. No. Lord, we thank you for opening up the eyes of our family members to see that the vax is not the way to go. God's the only way to go. And Father, we just praise you for that. Lord, I lift up President Trump. Lord, I don't know what's going on with him backing the vaccinations, but I ask that you give him the info he needs to make a good decision. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that man child on. We need that wisdom, Lord. We thank you for the anointing for the bride as well. I know the anointing is already available for all who wants it, who would surrender themselves completely to you, Father, and to renew our minds with you, Lord. When we renew our minds with you, that's the mature man and woman of God. And Lord, we thank you for all the work that you're doing in us. Place it in our hearts to stay in the Word, to meditate on the Word, and to get the Word in our hearts to renew us. And we praise you for that, Father. It takes discipline to do that. And distractions be gone in the name of Jesus. Place it in us to want you more than we want anything else, Lord. Because you're the only thing that's going to make us get us through these next few years. And we praise you, Father, for giving us the wherewithal to stay in the Word. Pray in the Spirit a lot. And to get us to the point, Lord, where the gifts of the Spirit are just working all the time. And I thank you for doing that for each and every one of us, Lord. I praise you. And I thank you for the victory, Lord. Lord, give us all a intercessor's heart and a heart as we renew our mind that will love like Jesus did, unconditionally, everybody. That seems almost impossible, but boy, Lord, I know that you did it. We can do it because your word says the things that you've seen me do, you're going to do better things. And I know when we surrender ourselves completely to you, Lord, that that's going to happen. Thank you, Lord, for my wonderful brothers and sisters all over the world here. This is family to me and to a lot of them. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome, awesome God. And I know you're sitting up there on the throne looking down on us and blessing each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed to him. Oh, wait a minute. Isaac's got something there. Mariana.
Yeah, hey, sorry. Didn't mean to get in here so late.
No, that's okay.
Okay. I just wanted to say a real prayer real quick, if you guys would back me up and just agree. I found out today that one of my good buddies I used to work with, his wife, I guess COVID got in the family, and his wife's in the hospital since Monday, and her oxygen levels are pretty low. And I talked to him today, and he said she's getting better, but they don't know if she's out of the woods yet. But I'm just going to say a prayer, you know, real quick, if y'all agree with me. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I thank you for my brothers and sisters that I can actually have to pray and believe with me, Father, and boost my faith. And I thank you, Lord, because you said and two or three together, there you are in the midst. And Lord, we claim together her complete healing. And Father, let this bring them to you to really want to know you. And Lord, show yourself to her the way you did us, Father, because with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And turn this bad situation into a blessed situation. Lord, we believe and we thank you for their speedy recovery. And we know that you've done it. And however you choose to do it, Father, it will bless them and be with their kids. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What's her name?
I don't know her name. I just know my buddies, and his name's Jeremy Talby. So I've just been praying and calling her Miss Talby.
Okay. Thank you, Father, for showing these two your mercy and your grace upon them. In the name of Jesus right now, I command this spirit of infirmity off from Miss Talby or whatever her name is. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go from her. And I command her body to be whole, to be healthy, and to be healed in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is running through her now, body, cleansing her blood, cleansing her body right now in the name of Jesus. And I command complete healing and all the symptoms to leave her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just believe that this woman is healed. And she's coming to you because she knows it was you that did it and not this doctor or these doctors. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing this for Isaac's friend and his wife. In Jesus' name. And their kids, too. In Jesus' name. We believe it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We praise you, Father, that the hallelujahs are already starting.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen. That's right. Get her out of that hospital.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys.
Amen. But all right.